when we think of the Farm Bill, the traditional crops that come to mind are the corn, soybeans, wheats, peanuts, and cottons, and perhaps a few others. But the traditional crops aren't really what make Florida. They help Florida. We have a significant production in the panhandle of all those traditional crops, but Florida's agriculture landscape comprises of a plethora of crops and commodities that are often forgotten in the context of the Farm Bill. From avocados and tomatoes in the South Florida to Satsuma production in Monticello, from generational dairy farms in Okeechobee and experimenting with new crop varieties such as olives, artichokes, citrus alternatives, Florida agriculture cannot be matched in its diversity and uniqueness. Florida Farm Bureau Farm Bill priorities for 2018 supports national farm policy that includes production price and yield loss safety nets, specialty crop block grants, producer-friendly conservation programs, permanent comprehensive disaster relief, and long-term renewable energy benefits. Florida Farm Bureau resolutely calls for a strong, reliable, diverse safety net for agriculture. A solid, comprehensive safety net offers certainty for U.S. producers and mitigates risk responsibility. From 2009 to 2015, $4.6 billion were invested in Florida by way of a variety of Farm Bill programs and initiatives that supported Florida agriculture in hard times. In 2016, $22 million in ag-risk coverage and price loss coverage programs and $94 million in commodity loans to eligible producers who use their crops as collateral. Availability of crop yield and revenue insurance for all producers of crops, along with maintaining current levels of federal funding, would provide needed certainty to Florida producers in these uncertain times. Florida Farm Bureau is confident that the knowledge and the abilities of this committee to effectively address all of these concerns in 2018 Farm Bill, in spite of the tight budgetary times in which we currently live.